In a suburb north of Houston, a construction crew is digging up dirt with a backhoe, expanding a two-lane road to four. But danger lurks along one side of the roadway. Bright yellow markers read, "Warning, gas pipeline." On this day, the warning is heeded. The backhoe never gets close to the buried pipeline. But that's not how things always work out.
Exploding. That was one of the first emergency.
On TV stations, it's often breaking news.
Bedford, a construction crew apparently has hit a gas line there.
From these accidents in North Texas,
a crew had been digging holes, installing power poles,
to the border at El Paso.
A construction crew with a tractor ruptured the line.
Construction crews have hit pipelines that were carrying natural gas or hazardous liquids. Over the past decade in Texas, there have been 2 deaths, 19 injuries, and $41 million in property damage. Charles Yarbrough is with Atmos, a company with pipelines across Texas.
There are very few days that go by that we don't have some line hit. Now, sometimes it's a very small line to someone's home. Sometimes it's a bigger line.
Sometimes accidents happen when the pipeline or utility company puts those warning signs in the wrong place or doesn't place them at all. But other times, accidents happen because the construction crews never bothered to check with the companies to have them come out and mark where the pipelines are buried. Excavation crews are supposed to use the Call Before You Dig program. It has its own phone number, 811. It lays down the law to excavators.
Texas state law requires at least a 48-hour notice prior to excavating.
But that's not exactly accurate. Texas law gives exemptions as to who is supposed to call before they dig. Those include oil and gas well drillers, farmers, railroads, county and state road maintenance crews, landowners, and grave diggers. In fact, according to a federal pipeline safety report, no state other than Florida has nearly as many exemptions as Texas, and Texas has by far the most pipelines. The feds found that the more exemptions a state granted, the more damaged pipelines the state suffered. Because Texas has so many exemptions, the federal government last year refused to give Texas funds for pipeline safety programs.
If you send money up to Washington, D.C., we should get back the money that's sent up there.
That's State Representative Tony Dale, a Republican from the Austin area. Last year, he tried but failed to change Texas law to reduce some of the exemptions, not only so Texas could get those federal funds, but just because he said it makes sense.
It's critical that folks that are going to excavate do call before they dig.
But it's not like Texas currently does nothing to promote the 811 program. The Railroad Commission of Texas, that regulates pipelines, said it does in fact enforce a federal rule that requires just about everybody to call before digging. In just the past 5 years, the commission said it's handed out more than 3,000 violation citations just to state and local governments that did work on construction projects without first calling before they dug. Charles Yarbrough, the pipeline executive, who also speaks for the Texas Pipeline Association, said what the commission has done helps.
But the real solution is going to be, has to wait until the one-call law is changed and eliminates the exemption for making the call that gets it all started.
One big natural gas company, CenterPoint, says excavators are increasingly calling 811 before digging. But the company says failing to make the call was still the cause in over half the cases last year when construction crews damaged the company's pipelines. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.